Today Shem Masechet Ma'akot and Daf Chaf Dalad. We will begin on Daf Chaf Dalad and Aleph at the top of the Amid. By my name, Rabbi Yochanan Mishmul. Rabbi Yochanan asked from Shul. The Yaivet says that this question must have been sent by letter, because the Yaivet says the Gemara teaches us that Rabbi Yochanan never actually saw Shmuel, so it must have been that he sent him this question through a letter. Yesh Aveilus B'Shabbos. Or ain't Aveilus b'Shabbos. As we've been discussing in our previous shiurim, do Hilchus Aveilus apply on Shabbos? And Amalei and Shmuel responded, ain't Aveilus b'Shabbos. There are no Hilchus Aveilus b'Shabbos. Even according to Shmuel, Dvarim Shebetzana, things that are done privately, Hilchus Aveilus don't apply on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Yos Rabbanan Kamed Rapapa, Rabbanan was sitting in front of Rapapa, the Ka'amri, the Mishmei de Shmuel, and they repeated the name of Shmuel. Avol Sheshimish Mitasu B'mei Evloi, if an Avol had relations while he was an Avol, the Aloch is Chayv Misa, is Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Amul Rapapa, so Rapapa said, you made a mistake. Asa Itmar, what this halacha was taught, it was taught that it's prohibited to do so, but it wasn't taught with such a strong language that Chayv Misa. And furthermore, Mishmei the Rev Yochanan Itmar. It was taught in the name of Rev Yochanan, not in the name of Shmuel. So the question is that how could there have been a Havimina that an Oval is Chayv Misa for having relations? So the Mepharshim explained, Kveger explains, what the Gemara thought was that since Tashmish Amita, having relations, is more of a serious offense than all other Hilchos Aveilus, given what we've been discussing in our shir. Because we've been discussing in our shir that Aveilus on Shabbos is a little more lenient, as a little stricter, rather. It's you're not allowed to even have Mitzina. So therefore, Tashmish Amita would be usher even on Shabbos, whereas, as we're going to learn in today's shiur, many of the other things that are done during Aveilus are not done on Shabbos. That's what caused them to assume that we should be so much stricter with Tashmish Shemitah during Aveilus. Vishmilchu, and if, he continued saying, if you did learn something, Mishmei de Shmuel, regarding Hilchos Aveilus, Hachi Shmilchu, this is what Shmuel taught us. Amrav Tachlifi Am Shmuel, Avol Shloi Perup, Avol that did not let his hair grow, he took a shave, a haircut, Loi Pirim, or an Avol that did not tear his clothing, as we've been discussing, Hilchas Kriya during Avelis, the Halacha is such an Avelis, such an individual is Chai Misa. Why? Because as we've mentioned, when Nadav and Avihu passed away, Kadosh Baruch Hu sent a message to Elazar in the summer, telling them, "Rishaychem al tefrau, don't let your hair grow. Uvidechem lois sufruma, and don't tear your clothing. V'lois simuusu." And the way the Gemara is assuming to learn the pasuk, it means that you will not die if you don't do these things, you will not die. But somebody else who is observing Aveilus and he doesn't do these things, Chayv Misa. And that's what led him to assume that for doing this, there's a Chayv Misa. And as the Sefer Yadavid explains the Gemara, he explains that this pasuk that we just read could be interpreted in one of two ways. It could be interpreted that the Bnei Aaron should not do what other Aveilim do. And if they do what other Aveilim do, they will be Chayv Misa. Or it could be interpreted that they should not do what other Aveilim do, but other Aveilim have to do these different Minhagim. And not only must they do what we're learning that they must do, but if they don't do what the Torah is, if they don't do it, they would be Chayv Misa. So there's two ways of actually interpreting the pasuk. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav from Bapapa, Tana Be'evil Rabasi, there's a sechta called Masechta Smachas, Avol Asa L'Shamish B'Tasim Me'Evloi, An oval may not have relations when he's an oval, but when he's an oval, or ma'isa be'echad shishimish betosim may evloy, and there is a. There was an episode where somebody had relations while he was an oval. V'shamta chazerim as gviyosoi, two pshatim and chazerim gviyosoi. One pshat is that it was his body. The body was schlepped out after he passed away. And the reason I saw that the Sefer Magen Mishorim explains why specifically were chazerim hogs that pulled out his body, because the chazer always represent the Koyach HaTumah in the world. And this person, by having relations when he was not supposed to have relations, brought upon himself the Koyach HaTumah. But then there's another, I saw a different interpretation of the word Gviyosai. Gviyosai actually refers to the male organ. And what was being taught here was that because he did an Aveira with that part of his body, that was the part of the body that was affected and punished after he passed away. The Rishash says that the wording of the Gemara, where the Gemara just says, Tana be'evil rabosi, oval osel shamish tosu b'mei evloi, why is it repeat the fact that he's an oval? It's to teach us what we've been discussing, that not only is an oval prohibited from having relations during the Shiva, but even mei evloi, even on Shabbos, where, as we're going to be learning, we don't do Shiva on Shabbos, that's only beforesia. But having relations, obviously, is something which is done a bit sinner. And the Bryce is teaching us that even on Shabbos, during the Shiva, an oval should not have relations. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Pachas Choyva, the following, the things that are represented by Pachas, they are something that an oval has to do on Shabbos, Nasar Rishos. And the Gemara will explain right now what this means. Priest Harosh, uncovering the head. We've been learning in our Masechta that in those days the oval would cover his head. Ativas Harosh, we'll speak about it more in our Shia today. So the Halacha is on Shabbos, he has to uncover his head. Chazaras Kra Lachayrev, if he's wearing the same garment on Shabbos as he's wearing during the week, he has to make sure that it shouldn't be visible that it's torn, because one is not allowed to walk around with that type of a garment. And again, the principle we're going to be learning here is that anything that's noticeable, that's being done because of a velus, should not be done on Shabbos. So normally people don't walk around with their heads completely covered. And certainly people don't walk around with their clothing torn. And similarly, Zekifas Amita, we've been discussing in our Masechta that what they typically did when they were Avelim is turn over the beds. And again, that's something that was never done. So if you would walk into someone's house and you would see that the bed is turned over, people will notice that you're doing this because of Avelis, and therefore it's a chayva for the Oval to stop observing these type of activity during the Shabbos of the Avelis. However, Nilas a sandal, wearing shoes, Tashmi Shamita, having relations, Rechitzas Yadayim Raglayim Becham and Arvis, or washing oneself with warm water, Rishus. These are things that the Oval can continue doing on Shabbos. In fact, the way the Rosh explains the Gemara, not only may they continue doing them on Shabbos, but they should not, they should continue doing them on Shabbos. Because again, these activities are activities that are not noticeable. Certainly, Tashmi Shamita is not noticeable. Somebody having not washed himself, nobody knows if you did or you didn't wash yourself. And even Nilas Asando, the way I saw the Rishonim explain the Gemara, in those days, and perhaps nowadays as well, is quite common for people to not always wear leather shoes. So just because you're not wearing leather shoes on Shabbos, it isn't necessarily a demonstration that you're keeping Hilchos Avelos, and therefore they should be continued on Shabbos. Rav Amar, Apris Arois Rishus. Not everybody takes, some people, and the Gemara is going to explain why, the removing the covering on the head is not necessarily, wearing it is not necessarily noticeable that you're keeping Hilchos Avelos. And since it's not necessarily noticeable that you're wearing it to keep Hilchos Avelos, the halachas you could go around that way on Shabbos as well. Shmuel, Maishna Nilas Asandal, the Rishus. Why is the halacha, as we just discussed, that an oval can wear the same shoes? The Laf Kula Almi, as we explained, the Laf Kula Almi, Avida the Saima Sanayu. Not everybody necessarily wears leather shoes. And therefore, the oval not wearing leather shoes, it's not obvious that he's doing it because of Hilchos Aveilus. Ask the Gemara if that's the case, Priyas HaRosh Nami. When we speak about uncovering the head, Laf Kula Alma, Avidi, the Megala Rishayu, the many people that walk, says the Gemara, with their head covered all the time. And since they walk around with their head covered all the time, if he's walking around that way on Shabbos, it won't necessarily be noticeable that he's continuing to observe Avelis. Says the Gemara, the reason why Shmuel insists that on Shabbos the Ovel uncover his hair, because the Shmuel Atamei, Dama Shmuel, Shmuel taught us one halacha, that kol krash enim shas chimam, any kriya that wasn't done at the time of death, or at the time when the person became aware of the death, is not considered a kriya. But again, chimam does not mean only at the time of the death, or the time of levaya. It's when this person becomes aware of the nifter, that's when he's supposed to, or at a certain milestones, you have to rip kriya. The Miri says, Pshat in the Gemara is, that if one ripped kriya already, as we're going to be discussing, there is no point to do the kriya again. Furthermore, as far as the tifa, says Shmuel, kol atifa she'enek atifa yishmeilim, any atifa that isn't done like the Arabs do atifa in those days, ainan atifa. It's not considered a valid atifa. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Mochi Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman demonstrated what type of atifa that is. It's al guba de dikna, which essentially is covering the entire face. He has to cover his entire face, just leave room for his eyes. And that wasn't, says the Gemara, the typical atifa that was done in those days. And since that wasn't the typical atifa that was done in those days, by unless one was a chas v'sholem, an oval, that's why the halacha is that Shmuel says one should not walk around with atifa on Shabbos because it will be obvious that he's doing it because he's an oval. The Ritva already says that the reason we don't do atifa is because we live amongst the Nachrim, and if they'll see somebody walking around that way, it will just cause them to ridicule us. Says Ritva, that's why we stop doing atifa when we are in Avelis. The Drisha uses our Gemara as the reason. And he says that atifa, the Gemara just said, is only considered, according to Shmuel, a valid atifa if it's katifas yishmeilim. And says the Drisha that we're not quite certain how to perform that type of an atifa. And since we're not quite certain how to do it, that's why it became the meaning that we don't do atifas yishmeilim. However, the Shach says that even though we don't do atifa, as we just discussed, it is appropriate, says the Shach, that when one is sitting shiva, he should wear a hat, and not only should he be wearing a hat, but the hat should come down towards his eyes, that his entire face should not be exposed as a zecher for the atifa that they did in those times, the atifas yishma'elim. The Gemara just said that kra kra she'ena b'shas chimam ain't a kra. It has to be b'shas chimam. The question is, when one does kriya, what is the better way of doing kriya? Is it better to have kriya done by the oval himself, or is it better to have kriya done by somebody else tearing his garment? The Pesachei Tshuva quotes that kriya should be done by someone else, because he explains, quoting the Marie Malchoy, that a big part of the kriya is to cause a sense of embarrassment. When somebody else is tearing the clothing of the oval, it represents a greater embarrassment. Others say, and there have been rayas from Sukkim that we've learned about kriya, that the oval should do the kriya himself. And because we have this issue, many people have the minig that the kriya is begun when the person Rachman Slan Laylein of Laylechem is an Avol, it's begun by someone else beginning, starting the Kriya, and then the Avol continues ripping himself. Amar Yaakov, Amar Yochanan, Lai Shanu, that this halachas that we're learning, that the Avol has to discontinue doing different activities on Shabbos, so it should be obvious that today Shabbos he's not keeping Hilchas Avelis, only Shein Lo Menalim Baraglav, if he's not wearing shoes. However, says the Gemara, Yesh Lo Menalim Baraglav, if he's wearing shoes, so Menalav Mechichem Alav, the shoes are obvious that he's not an Avelis, because of course, everybody who's an Avelis doesn't wear shoes, and therefore, if he continues doing the other things that an Avel does, it's not such a serious situation. So we just discussed, says the Gemara, that a Kriya has to be B'Shas Chimam. Ask the Gemara, Kol Kra, She'ena B'Shas Chimam, Ena Kra, says the Gemara, Amalei Shmuel, Noch Nafshe De Rav. They reported to Shmuel, the Rav passed away. Karvei Treis Amani, and Rav and Shmuel ripped 12 begadim in grief over the passing of Rav. V'amar, Amar, and he said, Ozul gavra davar mistafinimene, a person who I was scared of him. Rashi explains that he was scared because Rav would ask him difficult questions whenever he said a shir. The Mashah explains that the Pasuk says, Es Hashem elokecha tira, and the Gemara says, Es Hashem elokecha tira, l'rabbis talmid chachamim. So says the Mashah, what Shmuel meant to say was, the Rav was that individual, that when the Pasuk says, Es Hashem elokecha tira, l'rabbis talmid chachamim, that we have to fear talmid chachamim, who is the talmid chachamim that we have to fear? A person like Rav. And that's why Shmuel declared when Ra was nifter, Ozel gavred after Mr. Finimenei. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan noch nafshi de Rav Chanina. When they reported to Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Chanina was nifter, karvelei talesa itzle milsa. He tore 13 talesim made out of silk. Vama, and he too declared, Ozel gavred the Mr. Finimenei, that I ripped, I a person that I was scared of. So here we see that they deliberately ripped expensive clothing when they did Kriya. However, the Gilyam Ashur says that that's not the halacha. That the halacha is that if somebody, Rechman Slan, has to rip Kriya because he becomes an Oval and he's wearing an expensive suit, he's allowed to change his suit to be able not to have to rip and ruin an expensive garment. Some explain that the reason that we just learned, the Rabbi Yochanan ripped this expensive garment because it's very much related to what we're learning in the Gemara. We're learning in the Gemara, the Kriya has to take place, B'Shas Chimum. And here, Rabbi Yochanan was concerned that if he's not going to rip the right now, even though he's wearing the expensive clothing, it will no longer be B'Shas Chimum. And if the Kriya is not B'Shas Chimum, we just learned, it's not a valid Kriya. So we see that The in all these cases, they didn't rip the begadim right at the time of the patira. They only ripped the begadim at the time when they became aware of the patira of these individuals. Answers the Gemara Shani Rabbanim. Here we're referring to the death of great Rabbanim. The Kiv and the Kolshatki Metri Shmetzayu, with these Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, were constantly learning and remembering what they learned from their rabbis. And whenever they had that experience and they realized that they lost their great rebbe, that's when it was a Shas Chimum Dami, remembering and re-experiencing that terrible loss, that they no longer have the ability to show respect and learn from these rabbis. That's why it's always considered Shas Chimum. In fact, the Miri says that why is it always considered Shas Chimum? Because if somebody heard a shir from his rebbe, and he might have forgotten something that he heard from his rebbe, so as long as his rebbe is alive, he always has the opportunity to go back and ask and hear again what he learns from him. But here, when this person passes away, he will no longer, when these rebbes pass away, they lose that opportunity to have that relationship and hear the Divrei Torah from the rebbe, and that's why it's always considered Kishas Chimam. Amalei Rav Avin Bar Adla Rava. Amar Talmidcha Rav Amram, your Talmud Rav Amram reported, Tanya, we learned in a braisa, over kol shiva, over the entire shiva, kray lefonov. He has to rip the godim in the front of the garment. Ben ba'al lahachlif, if he wants to put on different clothing, machlif. Volam v'kareya. He puts on a new garment, but he has to rip that garment as well. V'shabbos, during Shabbos, during the Avelis, Kaira Lacharev, he puts the rip up that it shouldn't be noticeable that his garment is torn. Then Ba Lahachlev, and if he puts on a new begad for Shabbos, the Aloch is Machlev and a Kareya. He doesn't rip the second begad. But we see from here that even during the week of Shiva, he's putting on a new garment. It's no longer Shas Chimam, and yet it's clear that he still has to do Kriya. Answers the Gemara, Kitanya, that braisa that teaches us that we do kriya again, even though it isn't at the moment of chimum, is talking about kavod avi v'imai. It's talking about a special kavod that one has to have for a parent. And that's why it has nothing to do with hilchus kriya. It has to do with hilchus kibud av v'im. Of course, the Rishonim already say that one should avoid switching garments during the Avelis. They should wear the same garment during the Avelis. It's only under extenuating circumstances. I saw that the Miri gives an example of an extenuating circumstance. That let's say the weather changes, and he was wearing clothing that you wear when it's hot, and then it became cold, or vice versa. Those are the only circumstances when one may switch clothing during the Avelis. Oysim Kroim. The Gemara discusses, so somebody put on new garments during the Shiva, so he said that he has to rip those garments as well. The question is, Misachim, could they be sewn up after the Avelis? A Misachim. The halacha is that we're going to learn that the garments that were torn because of Avelis on a parent may never be sewn up. The question is that only regarding the first garments that were put on, or does that halacha even apply regarding the garments that were put on during the Shiva and were ripped during the Shiva? Says the Gemara, Pliga ba avu de Rav Oishi v'akapara, charama emes achim, these begadim don't get repaired either, but charama misachim, they may be repaired. Says the Gemara, first we didn't know who held what. This time the Gemara wants to say, we'll bring a raya, the avu de Rav Oishi, the amma emes achim. The opinion of Avud Rav Oishi was the one that these garments may not be repaired. Damar Rav Oishi, Amos Achim. Even the begadim that were torn during the Shiva, a new kriya may not be fixed. Uman Shmile, and ostensibly, who that Avud Rav Shmile heard this from? From Avmi Avud. He must have heard it from his father. So it's obvious that's the opinion of Avud Rav Oishi. He's the one that holds that those garments may not be fixed. Says the Gemara, it isn't the compelling proof at all. Because although Rav Oishi could have heard it from his father, he also might have heard it Kapara Rabbi Shmile. He may have heard it from Bakapara, who was his Rebbe. So he had two different people he could have heard it from, and we don't have a raya who was the one that said what. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Ava Mataya Ba'unkali, Ava could wear his garment, B'toch Beisai. He could wear his torn begad in his home on Shabbos, because as we're learning, when it's a dover shabbat sinna, it may be done on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, by Ashkech Rav Yosef, the paras lay sudrus areshei. He had a garment around his head on Shabbos during the Shiva. Vazava esve beisei, and he was walking around that way in his home. Amalei lay sovel emar en avelis b'Shabbos. Don't you hold that Avelis may not be done on Shabbos? So how are you walking around with your head wrapped in that garment? I'm a Hachem Rabbi Yochanan. He says, the reason I'm walking around this way, because I follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that Dvarim Shebetzina Noig, that things that are done Betzina may be done on Shabbos. So the Maskon of the Gemara is as follows. Things that are totally are public may not be done on Shabbos. Things that are private may be done on Shabbos. When somebody's wearing shoes, we could be a little more lenient, because the fact that he's wearing shoes is a proof that he's not keeping Avelis. And furthermore, when somebody is in the privacy of his home and he's not exposed to other people, also he may continue doing more things that maybe would not be allowed to be done before Esya. We learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Atzeres K'Shabbos. From when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shavuos is treated like Shabbos. Rabbi Gamliel, we learned in the Mishnah, says that not only is Shavuos considered a Yontif, but even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are considered like Yom Tovim. And then we learned the Chacham Omer Loike Divrizeh, Loike Divrizeh. The Chacham have a third opinion. They hold Shavuos is considered like one of the Sholosh Regalim, but Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are considered like Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amr of Gidlba Menashe Amr Shmuel, Halacha Kerv Gamliel. The Halacha fouls are Gamliel. And the Rishayim Taisus asks that we've been learning in this Masechta over and over again that Halacha Kedivri Amekel, the Shmuel teaches us Halacha Kedivri Amekel by Avel. So obviously, Rav Gamliel, from the three opinions that we just cited, is the most lenient opinion. So since he's the most lenient opinion, certainly that is the Halacha. So they explain that actually, it's not always a leniency to follow the opinion of Rav Gamliel. Because what would be if the Nifter was buried right before Rosh Hashanah, or right before Yom Kippur, and there was an opportunity to keep a Shiva Avelis in any way? So if we'll say that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, so Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur will be the first day of Avelis, and they'll only have to keep 6 days after that day. But if we'll say Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are like a Yontif, so then the halacha will be that they're going to only, then the halacha will be that their Avelis doesn't begin until after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and they're going to have to keep 7 days because they haven't begun their Avelis. So even though under most circumstances, Rav Gamliel's opinion represents a leniency, not under all circumstances. And because of that, the Gemara had to expressly say that we follow the opinion of Rav Gamliel, whether it's Lekula or Lechumra. Ikdemas Lohadar Gil Menashe Aha. They taught regarding this halacha. Kol Shloishim Yoim. If a child died in the first 30 days of his life, Yoitze Becheik. You don't have to carry that body out in an Orin or in a Mita. You could carry him out just carrying the baby out. V'nikvar Be'esha Achas V'shnei Anoshim. You don't need to take a minion out to the Levaya. One woman and two men could do the Kvura. You don't even need to have three men. You could have two men and one woman. But it should not be done with one man and two women. And the reason it shouldn't be done with one man and two women is because it's a question of Yichud. There is no Yichud when you have two men and one woman. But there is a concern of Yichud when you have two women and one man. And since they're carrying this baby out of to the Beis HaKfaros, the Beis HaKfaros was outside of the city. It was in a secluded area. The halacha is, according to this opinion, that we have to be concerned for Yichud. But what we're learning from here is that the Kfura doesn't have to have a minion. All you need to have is just three people, and they don't even have to be three men. Abishol's opinion is apish ech v'shtei noshim, meaning that even under normal circumstances, we're concerned for Yichud when you have one man and two women. But here, since it's a time of grief, where they're carrying this child to Kvura, we could be more lenient and say we're not worried that they're going to do any Avera, and we could have one man with two women, even in a secluded area. We know after the Levaya, there's a Shura made, there's a roll made, and people say Nichma Avelim to the Avelim. That isn't done when such a young child is buried. They used to say a bracha, a baruch menachem avelim, that they used to give the sudas avra, the meal that the avelim eat after the kfura. They used to eat in the middle of the town, in the town square, and they used to say birchas avelim in this town square. The regular halachas of shiva, and that people go in Menachem Avil, don't apply with such a child. However, Ben Shloshim, if the child was already 30 days old when he passed away, and Tosfos quotes Rashi, that even though we're learning this distinction that it's a difference between if he was 30 days old or he was not 30 days old. It's only a distinction if the child was born kolay chadashiv. The child was carried to full term. But if the child was not carried to full term, then these halachas, even though he lived 30 days, the halacha is that he's not treated like a regular person that was nifter. But the halacha is we do some type of shiva on such a child, but it's not the same as a regular mace. Ben Shloshim, Yotze B'deluskuma, he's carried out in an aron and a coffin. But not Rabbi Yehuda Amar Loi B'deluskuma Anitalis B'kosef, not with a cut box that's carried by a person on a shoulder. El Anitafels B'gafayim, something that's carried on the hand that needs two people. Vayim Dom La B'shura, and they stand the shura. Vayim La Brichs Avelim B'tachum Avelim. Bench name also Chodesh Meis. If the child was already 12 months old when he passed away, Yotze b'mita, he's carried out in a regular mita. Rav Kiva Omer, hu ben shana ve'varav kilu ben shtayim. If the only time we do so is the child was 12 months old, but he's developed. Hu ben shtayim ve'varav ben shana, but if he's 2 years old and his body is not developed, yotze b'mita. But if he's only a year old and he looks like a year old, for such a person, we don't do all the hilchos aveilus. Rav Shimon ben Loz Omer, hayotze b'mita, when a person, a child, a person is taken out in a mita, rabim mitzarev mitzivim alav. Under such a situation, people have to be in pain, just like an adult who passes away, people are in tzar. This child, if he's that old, that he's old enough to be buried in a mita, we grieve like we do by any adult. Any yotze b'mita, but if he's not required to be taken out in a mita, any rabbi mitzivim alav, then the grief of the public is not there. Loz ben Azariah, nikol rabim. If he was an individual that people knew, rabim misaskim emay, then you should have many people participate in his kvura. Ein nikol rabim, but if this person wasn't known to people, ein rabim misaskim emay, then we don't have that type of situation. On my behespit, ask the Gemara, at what age is the age of a child that we say a hespit on his ptira? Ramei b'shem reshmal oimer, aniyim, b'nei shalosh, the poor people, as soon as a child is 3 years old, they already say a hesped, because the Pashup Shad in the Gemara, says Rashi, is because they don't have anybody else in life to make them happy. All they have in their lives are their children. And therefore, since all they have in their life is the children, that's why we already are 3 years old. It's considered a real loss, and that's why we say a hesped on them. Another pshat that I saw is that aniyim are very sensitive. The aniyim are very sensitive that they're not getting the same respect as everyone else. So to show that we're not belittling their loss, we already say a hesped when their children are younger. Ashirim, but wealthy people, the bnei chamish. Yehuda said a name of Shmo, Aniyim b'nei chamish. Poor people, we say a hesped when the child was 5 years old. Ashirim b'nei sheish, by wealthy people when they're 60 years old. Or b'nei zakenim, but the children of older people, k'b'nei aniyim, are always treated, even though if they're wealthy, it doesn't make a difference, they're treated like b'nei aniyim. Because, as Rashi explains, elderly people rely on their children so much more. And since they rely on the children so much more, that's why the loss of the children is a much greater loss. Another pshat that Rashi suggests is it's not l'kav the children, it's l'kav the parents. If the parents are already elderly people, so we have to show respect to these parents who are elderly people. How do we show this respect to these elderly individuals? By saying hesped on their children when they are younger. Another pshat that the Chiddushi Ran says is that when you have elderly people and they lose a child, it's not likely that they're going to have other children. So the loss is greater than when somebody younger loses a child, which of course the loss is terrible, but still those people will still, in Mitzvah Shem, have more children. Moreover, the halacha is that a child that passed away and they never had a chance to do a bris milah before he passed away, they should do a bris milah before they do the Kfuras HaMesim, because those children will also come to Tchias HaMesim. And we don't want that when they should get up for Tchias HaMesim, they should get up a Reilim without a bris milah, and that's why also they should be given a name that they should get up with those names by Tchias HaMesim b'mheira b'yameinu. Amarav, Bagid by Menashe, Amarav, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Shem Hashem Rabbi Shmuel, the Halacha follows the way Rabbi Yehuda says, the Halacha Rabbi Shmuel, that the Bnei Aniyim are by 5 years old, and the Bnei Yeshirim by 6 years old. Says the Gemara, Darsh Rav Nani Basosan, a Pesach de Bein Nasiya. He was standing at the entrance to the home of the Nasi, and he said the following drasha, Yom Echel Lefnei Atzeres, if somebody began the Shiva one day before Shavuos, the Tzeres, and then you have Shavuos, Harei Kan Abba Osir. It's as if 14 days of the Avelos are passed, because he sat Shiva Erev Yontif, so that's considered as if 7 days of the Shiva have gone over, and then the Yontif itself goes by, and that's considered another 7 days, so we have a total of 14 days, and now they only have to keep another 16 days. Of course, the Pais can point out that this halacha that we're learning only applies if, as we've learned many times previously, if they started the Shiva Erev Yontif. So since they started the Shiva Erev Yontif, when Yontif comes, it lifts the Shiva. And since the Yontif comes and it lifts the Shiva, it's considered as if seven days have passed. But if Shiva has not been observed before Yontif, this wouldn't be the halacha. Says the Gemara, Shamar Rav Ami. Rav Ami heard this report, Vikbud. Otter the Dehi, so they said to him, he was upset at it. So they said to him, Otter the Dehi, this isn't his psak. Rabbi Lazar Amar Baishihi. He heard this from Rabbi Lazar in the name of Baishia. Darish Rabbi Yitzchak, Nafcha Akila, the Resh Galusa. And so did Rabbi Yitzchak speak on the porch of Resh Galusa. Yoy Mechala, Fnei Atzeres, one day before Shavuos, Vatzeres, and then you have Shavuos. Harei Kan Abba Osir, it's considered as if 14 days of the Shloshim passed. Shomer of Sheshes Vikbud. And Rabbi Sheshes heard this, and he was upset. And again, Amar Otter the day, he is this something that he made up? The Rabbi Lazar Amar Boishihi. The Rabbi Lazar Amar Boishia. Minayin Letzer Sheesh Le Teshlum Kol Shiva. How do we know that even though Shavuos we know is a one-day Yontif in Eretz Yisrael, and even in Chutz Laaretz it's no more than two-day Yontif? How do we know that it's really considered a locha like a seven-day Yontif? Because if you did not bring the Kabbonis on the first day Yontif, you could bring it for the balance of the next 6 days. Shenemar, the Torah says, B'chag HaMatzis, B'chag HaShavuos. The Torah connects these two Yom Tovim. Ma'chag HaMatzis, Yesh Lo Tashlumim, Kol Shiva. Pesach is a seven-day Yontif. And as we've learned many times, particularly in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, if somebody did not bring the carbon on the first day of Pesach, he has the duration of Pesach to make it up. Avchag HaShavuos, Yesh Lo Tashlumim, Kol Shiva. And that's why it's considered the Yontif. And in fact, the Turi Evin and the Michis Chinuch say a very bechidish. We know, we've discussed, that Baal Ta'achar, if somebody did not made a nether to bring a carbon or to do something, he has 3 Yom Tovim to fulfill his obligation. And if he doesn't fulfill his obligation by the time 3 Yom Tovim, the Shalosh Regalim are over, the halacha is that he's over the lava Baal Ta'achar. So let's say Shavuos is the third of the Yom Tovim. So the Turi Evin and Michis Chinuch say that since we just learned in our Gemara that Shavuos is extended for Tashlumim for another 6 days, the person is not over Baal Ta'achar until after the days of the Tashlumim. Daruch Lener disagrees. He says even though we're learning in a Gemara that Shavuos has these makeup days, it doesn't change the reality that Shavuos is Shavuos. the one day of Yontif. And after that one day of Yontif is over, that's when you're over about to Achram. There's a very big machloikas achroinim. The reason we say Shavuos is a time of Tashlumim, because Shavuos was one of the Shalosh Regalim, when we all had to come to Yerushalayim. And as we know, when we came to Yerushalayim, where they were going, we had to bring Karbonos. So since it's impossible that all of Klal Yisrael should bring all the Karbonos on that one day Yontif, they have the days of Tashlumim. But with Manazeh, where there is no Karbonos, we unfortunately no longer have a base of Mikdash, is there a din of Tashlumim? He says, the Magen Avraham says that yes, the days of 6 days after Shavuos are considered the days of Tashlumim, and therefore one should not say, we don't have Karbonos Bezmanazer, there is no Tashlumim. The Maril Diskin disagrees. The Maril Diskin says that the concept of Tashlumim is only in a time where there are Karbonos, and we can have an understanding why we need to have Tashlumim. When there are no Karbonos, there is no concept of Tashlumim, and he would hold that you say Tachnun immediately after Shavuos. Says the Gemara, Adrei Rapapa Lar Avi Saba. Rapapa took Rav Avi Saba for a walk, Vidorish, and he said the following halacha, Yom Echel Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, if somebody passed away, and they did the Kfura, and they did the Shiva, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah, and now you have Rosh Hashanah, it's considered Hareka and Arba Osir. It's considered as if 14 days of the Shiva passed. Now, many Rishonim ask on this Gemara, what's the need to say this halacha? Because if the person was Nifta Erev Rosh Hashanah, and we kept one day, and we kept Shiva, and now, next week, is going to be Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur will anyway take away the Shloshim. So what's the point of this halacha? So some say that indeed, there is no practical nafgamina. It's only to teach us that the same concept that we spoke about when we spoke about Shavuos applies by Rosh Hashanah as well. Others say that it depends if there was a Shavuot. The point here is to teach us that Rosh Hashanah is considered like the Shalosh Regalim as far as Hilchos Avelos are concerned. Others say that it's coming to teach us that if we're going to keep Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah as Erev Rosh Hashanah to lift the Shiva and Rosh Hashanah to be considered as if 7 days of Shloshim, we cannot also take a third Kula and say Yom Kippur should take away another 7 days. And that's why it's irrelevant halacha. Amar Ravina, Hilchos, based on what we've been learning in our shir, Yom Echel Lefnei Chag, Erev Sukkos, V'Chag, and Sukkos, V'Shmini Shaloi, and now we have Shmini Atzeres, so each one of them is considered like 7 days. Erev Sukkos is seven, the Yontif is seven, Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yontif, is another seven, Harekan Esrim V'Echajoyim, we have 21 of the 30 days of Avelis pass. Ravina, Ikla L'Sur de Pras. Ravina once came to the city of Sur de Pras, Amar Chavina M'Sur de Pras L'Ravina. Amar, Yom Echel Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, did you indeed say that Erev Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah are ba'asar, are considered as if 14 days? Amalai, so Ravina said, I didn't say it. All I said is that Rosh Hashanah is considered like a yontif. And once I said that Rosh Hashanah is considered like a yontif, and I meant to say was that Rosh Hashanah lifts the Shiva. They who heard me say this took it a step further and said that not only does Rosh Hashanah lift the Shiva, but we have the halacha that every Rosh Hashanah lifts 7 days and Rosh Hashanah itself lifts another 7 days of the Shloshim to take up 14 of the 30 days of the Shloshim.